Madame Ella glanced up and smiled. Miss Beaumont, what a treat! I have the dresses, but you will need to try them both, to be sure. The dressmaker knew Gillian would try on gowns when Audrey could not come herself. Of course. Gillian crossed the shop and set her things down in a small curtained area, then took the two gowns from Madame Ella. She quickly removed her own rocking dress and tried on her simply tailored evening gown first. It had buttons up the front and was easily examined in the narrow mirror of the small fitting area. But Audrey's evening gown required assistance to be laced up in the back. Madame Ella, she called out, I need assistance with the laces. The curtain moved, and she turned halfway, glanced over her shoulder, and gasped. A handsome man with dark hair and soft brown eyes was staring at her, his lips parted. He held a pair of fawn gloves in his hands, but didn't move. Her partially unlaced back was exposed to his view. His eyes traced the length of her bared spine, and she could almost feel his gaze, like invisible fingers tiptoeing down her skin. It made her feel dizzy to know he was seeing her like this, exposed and vulnerable in such a sensual way. His lips curved, just showing a hint of what he must be thinking about, as he swept her again from head to toe. Gazing into his brown eyes, she felt like she was falling into an abyss of dark, erotic thoughts. A small voice in the back of her mind warned her she was in dangerous territory. If she'd been a lady like Audrey, she could have been compromised by this.
My apologies.
The man recovered and averted his gaze, his cheeks turning a ruddy red. Gillian's face flushed as well. Yet she still couldn't find her voice to speak. When she stared up at the tall, dark-haired stranger, she simply couldn't think. Her heart fluttered wildly, and her stays were suddenly too tight. James, a feminine voice called out. Where are you? I would like to see if the gloves match this gown. James, her handsome stranger, half smiled at her, and then slowly lowered the hand holding up the curtain. Right before his face vanished from view, his eyes locked on hers, and with a cocky grin he whispered,
Never be ashamed to show such lovely skin.
The curtain fell back into place, and it was as though Gillian could suddenly breathe again. She clutched her arms to her chest, her breasts heaving. She tried to calm down. Who was he? Why hadn't he dropped the curtain at once? Surely he knew how scandalous he'd been. Miss Beaumont, are you ready for me to help with the lacing of the gown? Madame Ella called outside of the curtain. Yes, please come in, she replied, her tone breathless.